Mishal Malachim, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous year. This is the fourth year, Hilchos Malachim 4:4. In the previous year, we saw, based on Yerushalmi, there's Yisod by Bnei Noach of Yichud Liishus, of just setting her aside as your wife for Ishus. They obviously don't need Chuppah and Kedushin like we have. And there's even Yichud Lebiah, according to one opinion. And now we're continuing on, Sefer Maaser Rokech, Bechus Ishus writes, that the Rambam says, and Halacha Dalid, that Bo'ola Salem Aderech, in the olden days before Matan Torah, he can meet a girl, sees a girl on the street, he likes her, he can ask her for her to offer him her personal favors, and they can go to the side of the road to a secluded place, do what they do, he pays her, he goes on his way, and that was fine. So that's La Fuke Mimashikos of Arambam, Balacha Aleph. That Ishus Bibia is Shemachnisa Lebesa. That the way to have Ishus with Bia is that he brings her into his own house. That's the Rambam wrote in Halacha Aleph. That Kodem Matan Torah, man meets a woman on the street, and if he wants, he brings her into his house, and he has Bia with her, and that's Bia Leishus. And Kevin Shenitna Torah, no, can't do that anymore, you have to make a proper kinyan. So in Halacha Dalet, it's coming Lafuke from Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Aleph, he writes that the Bia was Machnisa Lebeso. And then in Halacha Dalid, he says, Bo'ola Salem Aderech. In other words, this isn't for Ishus. This is just for Znus. What is the Maaser Rokech talking about? Arehacha, Ma'iri L'Shem Znus. Here it's talking about he's doing L'Shem Znus. What does that have to do with Halacha Aleph? Where he's talking about L'Shem Ishus. So this is like we said. That even L'shem Znus, there's a Chalos Yichud. However, this is only a Yichud for this Bia. And Halacha Aleph, it's a Yichud L'Ishus. And you might think that the Yichud is only the Beso. The Beso, like he writes in Halacha Aleph. Never the Rambam has tells in Halacha, the Rambam has tells in Halacha Dalid, that since it's only Yichud L'Bia, it's even Chal, the Bia Aleim Aderech, that he sets her aside Aleim Aderech, just on the way, for Bia, he doesn't have to take her home. Therefore, in Halacha Dalet is coming Lafuke. This is not Leishus. This is just a Yichud Lebiah, and it's related to Halacha Aleph because they're both Yichuds. Halacha Aleph is Yichud Lebiah. Halacha Dalet is Yichud Leishus. Halacha Aleph is Yichud Leishus. Halacha Dalet is Yichud Lebiah. May I time us a shapi mashehuta liYehuda b'kedesha yibeinayim, and that's what was permitted Yehuda to do the ma'aser with Tamar. What's up with that ma'aser, right? The others were the Shvatim were Shemer Kol HaTorah Kula, according to one opinion. Chornim have a lot of trouble. What was Yehuda thinking? So based on what we said, it's very good. Because if there would be a chalois yichud libiya, it would be mutter even for a Yisrael. She's not considered a kedesha. If there's a chalois yichud, if you're miyachid her for this bia, so that's not considered a kedesha. Just like we said in the previous shir, after Matan Torah, hufko yichud zem Yisrael. We no longer have this option of Yichud. V'Yehuda Shehaya Lifnei Matan Torah Chol Etzlo Yichud Zeh. And Yehuda, who was before Matan Torah, he had this Yichud. So in other words, Yehuda was Beseder. He was Miyachid her for Bia. For a Jew wouldn't be a lav of Kedesha. Like the Rambam writes, that before Matan Torah, Aleim Aderech, everything is fine. And he's learning from the Mice of Yehuda. Like it says in Bereishis 38:16. So the Rambam is using the same type of Lashon of the Torah, so it's a veiled reference to Yehuda. He's being miyashiv the Mice of Yehuda that there was no Isser. Because before Matan Torah, there was a certain mitzias in which she's not a Kedesha. And this Mitzias is only Mufka Alidei Matan Torah. But before Matan Torah was Beseder. Yeah, they were keeping the Torah. They were keeping the Torah as it was kept before Matan Torah. And therefore, before Matan Torah, there was a Mitzias where she's not a Kedesha. If, like the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet, he sees her Alei Mederech, he's bold her, and he goes on his way. Everything is fine. Yichud Lebiya. And only Alidei Matan Torah, we were Mafkia this. And now you can't do that anymore. Now it has to be done in a more controlled way, in a more official way, a more formal way, like a kinyan. And that's why now we have a lav of Kedesha. And the Rashbun emphasizes in the Tshuvas and Chelek Daltz and Shindalit, the sinyan of Kodem Matan Torah. And that's what we're emphasizing over here, that before Matan Torah, there was this inyan of being miyached a woman for bia. That was kosher. Just after Matan Torah, it's not kosher anymore. But Yehuda was fine. Yehuda, he did was mutter. V'nimtzal afise. Shedivre haramba. V'mashakasa v'hevdil v'in koydim Matan Torah l'achar Matan Torah. Lo asila shmina shenis chadesh iser l'achar Matan Torah. The Rambam is not telling us that after Matan Torah, there was a hischadshes ha'iser. You know why? Because the whole Torah was mischadesh after Matan Torah. So like we asked in the previous shir, Rambam is telling us this great chiddush before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. Mach patli maya lefnei Matan Torah. Doesn't matter. Of course, after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, we didn't put on tefillin. Now we put on tefillin. Before Matan Torah, Before Matan Torah, we didn't keep kosher. Now we keep kosher. No. The Rambam is talking about the mitzius, not about the iser, ischadshes ha'isu. HaRambam medaber al ha'mitziut sheyesh al yadam makom liisu sheino ela al yidei matan Torah. Shekodem matan Torah hayta mitziut kazu sheilu hayta kayemet gam lachar matan Torah lo haya klal makom liisu lav dikdeisha b'miyuchedes liishus. Because if there was such a mitzias after Matan Torah, then it would be fine. The Rambam's really telling us what was after Matan Torah also in theory. This applies also, this din applies after Matan Torah. So there is a yichud le'ishus. There is a yichud le'biyah after Matan Torah, midina. The only problem is there's no such mitzias anymore. We're mafkia that mitzias, and in Amela there's no such din. That was what Matan Torah's mechadish. There's no longer a mitzias of being miyachid her lebir elishus, but before Matan Torah there was. And therefore we can say, like the Gra that we mentioned in a previous shir, we'll prove from the Rambam in Hilchos Esurei Bia and Hilchos Nara Besula that there is only an Isser Kedesha if she's a mufkeres, and that the Rambam writes we had a problem. How does that square with the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in the first parak? And how does that square with the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos? Kol HaBo'al Isha L'Shem Snus Loike. The answer is, Ein Kavanato L'Chadesh HaMalkus B'Biyah Znus. The Rambam isn't coming to tell us that there's Malkus B'Biyah Znus, and all you have to do is one time. But rather, L'Chadesh HaMitzius. Sheyesh b'biyaz nos. The Rambam is coming to tell us this is Zamitzias of biyaz nos. There's such a mitzias. Af al pi shelo hayta mitziut kazu kodem matan Torah. Even though there wasn't such a mitzias before Matan Torah, now there's a mitzius of biyaz nos. Before Matan Torah there wasn't, because he's miyached her for znus, that's fine. He's miyached her for bia. That's mutter lefnei Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a revolution. It didn't just change the din, it changed the mitzius. There was no mitzius of bia znus before Matan Torah. Now there's a mitzius of bia znus, and that's what the Rambam is telling us. Kol habo li shel shem znus like it. There's a zah mitzius. Mikoach mitzius zu shechayu mishum zeh shem bia znus. Yesh makom lelavdi kideisha. And now that there's such a mitzius, now we have room for the lav of Kedesha. Like the Kesef Mishnah writes, Shein etzem ha'isu. Shet etzem ha'isu somach ha'rambam ha'mashakosa b'chus nara b'suva. And that's like the Kesef Mishnah asked, what that suggests that we were so bothered by that, but now we understand much better. And here the Rambam's Mechadish says that this is Amitzius of Biaznus. And then he was somach himself to know, when is there a Malkus? The Maisa, when is there a Malkus? And the answer is, look in Hilchas Nara Besula, and you'll see it's Mufkeres. Because lo ata isur ba Rambam l'chadesh, ala mitziut shemekocha yesh makom li'isur. Ve'advarim me'irim kisapirim! Baruch Hashem! Ve'osa shapir heitev divrei Rambam l'shitas ha'kesef mishna ve'agro b'naita. Gevald, gevald, gevald. Chav nira'a. ביסוד דין פילגש. עכשיו אנחנו רוצים לדבר על יסוד דין פילגש, שהוא דין ייחוד כבני נוח. That's a din that you're מייחד, a woman, like a בן נוח is מייחד a woman. שעד איזה יהיה בו עשי דבדובק וכנה. Through this, it's going to be an essay of a דובק באישתו ולא באישס חברו. אלא שלדעת הרמב״ם, כמו שנסבור, לאל על פי דבריו והלך פרק א' מאישוס הנ"ל, הופקד דין זה בישראל לאחר מתן תורה. After מתן תורה, there's no longer such a din. You can't do that anymore. There's no longer a din of ייחוד, that you're מייחד her, for ביה, for אישוס, and now everything is cool, she's yours. No, that doesn't apply after מתן תורה. אמנם בבני נוח מבואר, בפרשס דרוכים, דרוש א', דוודאי פילגש אסורה כאיש אסיש. ויהיה בן נויח, when he's מייחד a פילגש for himself, when he's מייחד a woman for himself, to have beer with, so she has an Israel like an איש אסיש. אין שם, אין בריבש בשין צעריכס, like the, we quoted in a previous year. And that's like we're saying, that the whole din ben noach is that she's miyuched eslo. And pilagish is hainu yichud. She pilagshim shehuzko waitzel b'nei noach. Eino mishum shem b'din ishu sacheres mi ishtoi mamish. The canal b'nei noach gam ishtoi eino ela geder ishus to pilagish. Elu rak inyan zilzul b'hem. Shel echshivim k'nishoyseem legamre. Avo mitzad ha-din, din ha-me'echad im eishas ishto b'nei noach. Because the pilakshin that we find by Bnei Noach is not because they have a different din ishus from his regular wife. Because, like we said, by Ben Noach, his ishto is just, his wife is just together ishus to pilagish. It's the same vort, that he's setting her aside for relations. He's setting her aside for ishus. So that makes her his wife. So why then does he, why then is she called a pilegesh? Call her his wife. And the answer is, because it's a zilzul. Shelo echshivim k'nishoyseem legamre. They weren't machshiv them. So you're not on the level of my regular wives. You're just a concubine. But mitzad ha-din, they have the same din as an eish ha-sish. She's miyuchedes li'ishus. ואין במקנה בקונטוס אחרון לבן עזר בסימן חובוב, שכוסב ליישב דעס הרמב״ם והרייבד, והסוגס בפרק א' מאישוס הלא חובוב, וסביר עלי דשורי פילגש להדיות. So the Makne writes, to be miyashev the opinion of the Ramban and the Ravid and the Sagas, that a Pilegish is permitted to a Hediot, but this is Shver. The Omnam ain bazelad likidesha, Kevan she'ena mufkeres, Ava my time ain bazemishum bitul essay likidushin. Wait a second. Lab de kadesha we don't have, because she's not mufkeres lebir. She's only set aside for this man. But why isn't there a bittul essay of kiddushin that the Rambam writes it as a mitzvah essay in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, and the Ramban doesn't have a problem with it? That's a big kasha. What about bittul and bittul essay to kiddushin? Vayin Shama Divrei HaMakneh, he's metarets, that since we find Bor format in Torah, that there were two types of Ishus, one of Nashim, one of Pilakshim, even though there was no Kedushin at that time. So the same thing when the Torah was given and we were commanded in Kedushin, that's only Alekicha Kenashim. Avalekicha LePilakshim, lo nitzdavu mitzis esei. Mishum Achiyem is a Mishum Bittel esei. We were commanded to take women. When we take a woman as a wife, then we have to do proper kiddushin. But there's no commandment to take a pilegish as a wife. There's no bittul aseh, because the sechem metzias is pilakshim, and that's fine. And with that, is miyashiv the kashya of the Magid Mishnah. In Ksuba 72a, B'ktana Shekdila Atzlai. And B'rina B'zeh Ein Adam Oysa Bilas O Bilas Nus. V'gual Le'el Hashem Kiddushin. According to the Ramban, since she's Miyuchedes Lo, it's not Bilas Nus. So who says that Ktana Shekdila Atzlai? When he was boiled her, it's L'Shem Kiddushin, because Ein Adam Oysa Bilas O Bilas Nus. But according to the Ramban, when she's miyuchedis, there's no bilaznus. To say it wasn't bilaznus, but it's not l'shem kedusha. And she's miyuchedis la. So based on what we said, no. When he's holding her as a wife, when he takes her as a wife and not as a pilegish, that's a bitul mitzvah essay of kedusha. And therefore, we say, Ein Adam Osa Bilas Ubilas Nus. Because here he's machzer as a wife, not as a pilegish. That's a bittul asay of kedushin. If he's machzer as a pilegish, it's fine. But if he's machzer as a wife, that's a bittul mitzvah asay of kedushin. And that's what he's doing here. So we have to say, Ein Adam Osa Bilas Ubilas Nus. And therefore, they're married. L'chol nachon mod, apparently the machna is completely correct. However, based on what we said, B'das HaRambam, even by Bnei Noach, there's no special mitzvahs of Pilegish. It's only a din miyuchedes. And if so, the mitzvah of Kiddushin is on a miyuchedes. And maybe there is a mitzvah of maybe there is a tzad of bittul Kiddushin. If there was a special din of Pilegesh, then you can say there was Pilegesh before Matan Torah, and after Matan Torah, there's also Pilegesh. That's not Bittul Kiddushin. But according to what we're saying, there is no special mitzvahs of Pilegesh. The whole vort by Bnei Noach, by before Matan Torah, is that she's Miuchedes. And the mitzvah of Kiddushin is not Miuchedes, that if somebody's Miuchedes, you have to do Kiddushin. So Mimela, we can discuss, maybe there is takap tzad of bittul kedushin when he takes a woman as a pilegish. We had said before, there's no tzad, the Machna said, there's no tzad of bittul kedushin because he has a right to take her as a pilegish. A bittul kedushin is when he takes her as a wife, then he's not allowed to, he has to be lekadish, but not as a pilegish. But now we're saying that there is no special mitzias of a pilegish. Since there's no special, it's just miyuchedes lo. That's all pilegish is. Ah, miyuchedes lo. So that's what kiddushin is. How do you take her in, as a miyuchedes lo and not have kiddushin? So pilegish would take a bit of bittul mitzias kiddushin. And look in the Merkebes HaMishnah earlier. Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Ubetshuvas Chaim Sha'al in Simon Peites, we bring from the Sefer Kol Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yonason Ibishitz that the din of Pilegesh is chal only al yidei bia, and not just al yidei yichud. Based on what we said, it's very true, because yisoid din pilegesh is midin ishus de b'nei noach, shechayu b'zeh din yichud. The whole word of a pilegesh is that it's ishus de b'nei noach. And for that you need yichud, and we see in the Rambam, in Ishus 1:1 that we quoted, and for that you need bia. Otherwise, the ishi is no shame yuchedes. So hu adin lepilegesh ledidam. For us to make a pilegesh, there has to be bia. Ve'em b'chaim sha'al b'sim tzari b'yuka yosef ebn ezer sim chavov siv kot nalif. She'viu me'aritvo b'ksav yad l'kidushin t'avov ha'mbeis, who holds the pilegesh is muteres, since she is somewhat similar to an Eishes Ish, since she's miyuchedes lo, he's mechadesh. But nevertheless, if somebody else has bia with her, he's not chayiv misa, because she's not an Eishes Ish gemura. But it's mashma kolponim, there's an iser, and based on what we said, she has a din yichud ki ishes b'nei noach, that there's an iser esei v'davak b'ish tov lo b'leishes chavera. Just since it's not proper ishes, there's no misa. Like the Ritva writes, is a chiddush din. That's exactly what we're saying. That there's an iser, even though she's not an eishes ish gemura, but there's an iser of b'yishto v'lo b'eishes chavera. And that applies even to a pilegesh, because she's also miyuched eslam. V'chein ayin b'biurei ma'ara, shtein, l'smag, esen kuftes vav, who writes that pilegesh has an iser eishes av, ayin sham, ayin b'tshuvas tzemach tzedek, simen kuf lamed ches, Shehikshadim kain, the boy nami get. If Pilegesh has an Isser Ashes of, that she's considered, somebody has Bia with her, a man has Bia with his father's Pilegesh, it's considered Ashes of, then why doesn't she require a get? So based on what we're saying, there can be a shame Ashes of by the Yichud Ishus. It's like you have this shame and Eishes Av B'nei Noach, that's also Yichud Eishes. Hashem came, the Gerushin of Yichud B'nei Noach, they don't have a get. What's their get? She just leaves. Like we see in the Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph, Dushan Alach Aleph, later on the Rambam, 9:8, that the Pu'ul of Bitul Yichud is, she walks away. That's Mevatel, the Yichud, no get is required, so Huadin Pilegesh. And according to what we're saying, it's the same din as Eishes Yisub V'nei Noach. So we understand why there's Eishes Av, because she's miyuchedes l'biya. And we understand why there's no need for a get, because it's like an Isha V'ben Noach. And an Isha V'ben Noach doesn't require a get, so to our Pilegesh doesn't require a get. And what we're saying is Mavur Lahedji and the Tshuvas HaRivosh and Simen Shin Sadi Ches that we quoted numerous times. So, sweet friends, we still have a ways to go. B'siyata D'Shmaya, if God gives us life and health. And this was amazing. And the Mirtz Hashem is going to continue being amazing. I just ask that you stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.